I'm Petty Officer Ethan Marr. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, NATO meetings in Slovakia, and U.S. Coast Guard rescue in Arabian Gulf. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte traveled to Slovakia recently for meetings with President Peter Pellegrini and other leaders. While in Slovakia, Mr. Rutte also visited troops from NATO's multinational forward land forces stationed in Lest and gave a speech to students at the Comenius University in Bratislava. Speaking at a press conference alongside President Pellegrini, the Secretary General praised Slovakia's contribution to the headquarters' multinational division center and highlighted the key role played by NATO's multinational presence in Slovakia in defending NATO's eastern flank. Rutte said NATO working together betters defense, and the United States has made its commitment to NATO clear.
You have worked hard to deliver this project, demonstrating that we are adapting to new challenges and showcasing how working together in NATO bolsters deterrence and defense for us all. Over the past week, Europe has seen an extraordinary level of engagement by the new U.S. administration at NATO headquarters, in Munich, and now in Washington, where your Prime Minister Robert Fico is today. The U.S. has made crystal clear its commitment to a strong NATO. This should not be in doubt. And that commitment comes with an expectation that all NATO allies are contributing their fair share.
Crew members of the U.S. Coast Guard Fast Response Cutter, USCGC Clarence Sutphen Jr., WPC-1147, and the Mine Countermeasures ship, USS Devastator, MCM-6, rescued seven mariners from a disabled vessel in the international waters of the Central Arabian Gulf on February 18th. Following a distress signal from the mariners, the Coast Guardsmen embarked a rigid hull inflatable boat to offer assistance. After determining the vessel was no longer seaworthy, the Coast Guardsmen brought the mariners back to their ship. Devastator provided backup support during the operation. None of the mariners appeared to be injured. Coast Guard Lieutenant Michael Odell, Clarence Sutphen Jr.'s commanding officer, said, and I quote, "Providing assistance at sea to mariners in distress is a core Coast Guard mission. It is inherently dangerous, but the team executed without hesitation, without fear, to extend their compassion to people in a dire situation. I'm incredibly proud to be a part of this team," end quote. You can visit NATO.int to read more on the Secretary General's visits to Slovakia, and Navy.mil to read more on the Coast Guard rescue. And as always, stay tuned in right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Ethan Morrow.